Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demonstration. And in this demonstration, I want to show you how you can remove third-party applications from your Apple Watch home screen, just in case you feel like you're getting too many installed and you've got to flick around too much to access the items that you want. Now, just a note, even though I'm talking about removing apps from your Apple Watch home screen, it's actually a toggle. So the reverse process is to turn that application back on again, and that app will then reappear, or the portion of the iPhone app will reappear on your Apple Watch screen. So I guess really I probably should have entitled this demo removing and or reinstalling apps on your Apple Watch, but primarily for the demo I'll be talking about removing apps from your Apple Watch screen. Just keep in mind, it's a toggle. You can have it turned off so it won't appear, or turned on so it will appear for any third-party app that's listed in the Apple Watch iOS app on your iPhone. When I started doing this recording, it wasn't raining, and now it's just built up again. So you might hear a little bit of rain sound in the background. So first of all, let's find an app on my Apple Watch that I don't particularly want to use anymore. I'm going to touch my Apple Watch screen with one finger to wake it up. 2336. Press my digital crown once to go to the home screen. Clock. And I'm going to flick through to the right because I've got a funny feeling there's one there that I want to get rid of.
Music. Messages. Stopwatch. Calculator watch pro free. Timer. Settings. Photos. Remote. Workout. Pandora. Stocks. Emergency OS.
I'm going to get rid of the emergency Australian one for the moment. Now, if I try and treat this like an iPhone screen and one finger double tap and hold. Okay, to remove or delete apps, use the Apple Watch app on your iPhone. Okay, so you actually can't move around or delete apps using the Apple Watch itself, at least with VoiceOver. The digital crown came out of there.
Clock.
Back to the clock face, and I'm back to the home screen. I'm just going to put the Apple Watch to sleep by putting my hand over the screen. Okay, so let me grab my iPhone here. We're going to access the Apple Watch app. So I'm going to touch the bottom of my screen.
Phone.
Flick back to the left.
Page 1 of 3. Find my friends. Kindle. Twitter. Apple Watch.
There's the Apple
Watch. Double tap to open. Apple Watch.
And the way the Apple Watch app is organized, you've got options at the top. Then you've got a list of the built-in applications that you can't get rid of. And then a list in, again, in alphabetical order of all the third-party apps on your iPhone that have a watch app function that comes up as apps on your home screen of your Apple Watch. So I'm going to touch down the bottom.
Selected. My watch. Tab. 1 of 4.
And I'm just going to flick back until we get basically to the Emergency Australian one.
Learn more about Apple Watch. Weather. Twitterific. Twitter. TuneIn Radio. TripView. Skype. Shazam. Say and Go. Pandora. Overcast. OneDrive. NYTime. Nuba. MP3 Void. Keynote. Foursquare. Evernote. Emergency OS.
Yeah, that's the one. And I do have ones here that I've actually already taken off, because when I first set up my Apple Watch, I got a little bit carried away and told the installing program to install happily all the apps that had watch functionality, and I ended up with quite a lot on my Apple Watch screen. So I've been doing some housekeeping, both disabling them here and also to removing them or deleting them from my iPhone, which also takes them off this list as well. So one finger double tap on the Emergency Australia app.
Emergency OS. My watch. Back button.
If I flick to the right.
Emergency OS. Heading. Show app on Apple Watch. On.
Okay, show app on double Apple Watch.
Double tap to toggle setting.
One finger double tap.
Off.
I've now turned that part of the application that's still installed on my iPhone off on my Apple Watch. So I'm just going to do a two finger scrub to come back to the main screen.
Watch. Heading.
And just press the home button.
Apple Watch. Messages. Double tap to open.
Okay, put my iPhone down. And let's go and check whether that app has indeed come off my Apple Watch now. So one finger touch on my screen to wake the screen up.
2342.
Okay, and digital crown press once. Go home. To the home screen. Clock. And let's flick to the right.
Music. Messages. Stopwatch. Calculator. Timer. Settings, photos, remote, Workout, Pandora, Stocks, Camera, Overcast.
Yep, it's definitely not there anymore. So that's how easy it is to remove an applet, if you like, or application that's coming off an installed iPhone app onto your Apple Watch. Now, the other thing you can also do as far as the iPhone is concerned is you can stop future apps that you might reinstall or download for automatically installing themselves on the Apple Watch. And I'll just show you where you can disable that. So back to my iPhone.
Apple Watch.
And let's double tap back on the Apple Watch again.
Apple Watch, my watch, heading.
And I'm going to flick down to general.
App layout, airplane mode, Apple Watch, notifications, glances, do not disturb, general, button.
And one finger double tap on general.
General, my
and
watch,
flick through.
Back button, general, about, software update, automatic downloads, button.
Okay, to automatic downloads, and one finger double tap on that one.
Automatic download,
general, and back flick button. To the right.
Automatic download, heading, automatically download apps, on.
Okay, so it says automatically download apps currently on. If I flick to the right for an explanation.
When this is on and you have apps on your iPhone that also work with Apple Watch, those apps will automatically download and appear on your home screen. Footer.
Okay, so they'll automatically appear on the Apple Watch automatically. And for me personally, I'm actually going to turn that function currently off.
Automatically download apps on.
Double tap.
Off.
Okay, so then I get to choose whether I then will install the functionality from the Apple Watch app manually onto my Apple Watch. So as usual, two finger scrub to go back to the previous screen.
My watch, back button.
Two finger scrub again.
My watch, heading.
And the home button to close it down.
Apple Watch. Double tap to open.
Okay, so that's the finish with my iPhone, and my Apple Watch has already gone to sleep. So that concludes this demonstration of the ability to be able to remove apps on your Apple Watch home screen via the Apple Watch app on your iPhone, remembering that all the third-party apps are listed down the bottom of the screen. So I normally go to the bottom of the screen and then flick back up, double tap on one of them, and then inside it, you'll get a off button that you can double tap to either uninstall it from the Apple Watch or to put it back on the Apple Watch. And if you want to remove that particular application, if you like, completely being listed, you can delete the actual app off your iPhone. And the final thing that I went through was to going into the Apple Watch app again, going into general, and turning off automatic download so that future apps that have a Apple Watch capability don't install themselves automatically on your Apple Watch. So that completes this demo. As usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.